Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
And I would like to thank the good introduction that our pastor has made for us. Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank God that I get this privilege. And I never expected that I'm going to get this. Because in Burma, they don't speak English, you know. They speak only Burmese. So I also really excited that this is my first time to speak in English. I mean, like to preach in English, you know. Thank you for the encouragement. So now I'm have a little bit, I mean, like confident in it. Okay. And secondly, I would like to thank our pastors and all the church members invite me to come here and just testify about myself.
Amen.
First of all, I would like to read a Bible text from the 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let's bow our head for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much for the privilege that you have given to me, given to us to come here and worship Thee. Please bless us throughout this meeting and be with me. Let your Holy Spirit lead us, lead me and guide me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, I was really excited that I don't know what I'm going to say. How to arrange my words and start saying it, right? First of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Kennedy, and I'm now working as a pastor in the Myanmar Irrawaddy Mission. We have 5 sections, and among the 5 sessions, one of the Irrawaddy sessions, I would like to say that in 2008, May 2nd, you might be knowing that, where the cyclone had struck, you know, very badly and sadly, almost 200,000 people died in that. You know, like, you can't imagine that the bodies are floating in the river, full of the body. So, like, nobody is going to take care of that because everybody facing the same problem is very bad. You know, like, I'm staying in nearby. It's not hit me, you know. So it's nearby that, just say about 100 miles away from that. I'm now in charge of 3 churches. And I have 10 non-profitable preschool in the village area. It's not a city or whatever. It's in the village area, and all the students are non-Adventists. They are Buddhist background, and naturally we are from, I mean, like, our country is Buddhist religion, so they're from Buddhist background. So at present I'm just taking care of those 10 schools, right? Today I would like to share a little bit about myself. My main message is based on Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24. I think everybody know this. Everybody know about it, you know? The prodigal son. Right? Everybody know it. But it's really mean to me a lot. That's why I would like to share today. hope that you can learn something from that. Something from like my experience. Today, when I came here, I sat here and I saw children are sitting and singing and standing and singing. And two of our brothers are playing guitars over there. You know, when I was young, I was like that. You know, I was participate in church activities. I'm glad to play and sing and like doing church activities, you know, religious activities. We go for Bible study, brain server school to the other places. But when I'm 19 years of age, I went to Spicer Memorial College. I think some of you might know that where the Spicer Memorial College is. It's in India, you know, it's next country to Burma. So I just went there. I went and studied over there. That time, I was 19. So you can imagine that I'm young, I'm strong, and I was really trust on myself, you know. I never been away from parents and all the relatives. So I went there alone and I was, sometimes I get discouraged, but then now I'm become a man. I thought of myself like that, you know. So I was free. Then I have one of my favorite hobby is singing and playing guitars, you know. I like it. I like to play guitars. I can sing. All the time, you know. So in the school, I tried to form a band. We had a band playing rock songs and this, that. I started going to the wrong track, you know. Eventually, you know, like the musician life, right? Musician has a lot of friends. Some friends will be good and some friends will be bad, naturally, right? So from that time, I started smoking. You know, later on, I moved you to marijuana. Did I pronounce correctly? Yeah. Try to bear with my language, right? Okay. Try to take those stuff. And again, switch on to drugs and alcohol. Eventually, I started hook on drugs. You know, it's quite hard. When you're hooked on that, to come out is not easy. Is there anybody hooked on drug before? Thank you. Thank you for raising your hand. You might be feeling it, right? It's very hard to quit from that. Actually, God has given me the talent not to rock and roll, you know, right? He gave me to glorify His name, to praise Him. You know, I was taking just now I remember one of the Solomon is telling me that in the Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. We can do whatever we want. We can just start playing rock and roll, or we can just hook on drugs or whatever we do. But remember, one day the judgment is there. Right? So because of I was trying to be on my own, I just want to I keep my feeling first in the first place, I couldn't complete my study. You know, frankly speaking, I couldn't complete. Though I went and studied in abroad, I couldn't complete and I have to come back. Yeah. And I went back. I went back to Burma. I tried to get a job. And they give me a job. That was my first calling. I got a SDA, and I got a job in SDA high school as a teacher. You know, I want to tell you one thing. Still in my mind that I mean, like I come back from, I mean, I went and studied abroad, and I like doing so many things. So I come back here just to teach in school, and it with a very low payment. You know, like I can't take that. You know, because I'm not trusting on God. I'm trusting on myself. You know, I can't do that. But because of that, I'm like, I just don't like my job. Then after 1 year, I quit from job, and I started my own career as a musician. You know, again going the round track. It's really sad, but God is really gracious to me. He has a lot of patience. Otherwise, I would have died for a long time back. I cannot. I would be standing here and like try to testimony here, because I was really, that time was my miserable time, you know. Then I went to Thailand I tried to play in a hotel, restaurant, and pub and all that. I mean, like, many of you might be going, being to Thailand, you know, you might be seeing a lot of pub and restaurant and hotel and whatever is it. I mean, I went there, I have a band and try to play music and in a pub and restaurant. But then I came back. I've done nothing. I gained nothing. I came back. And again, I still carry on with my that career, you know. I carry on my career. And one day, while I was singing in the club, one of my uncle has come inside the club and just meet me. And he tell me that, hey, did you feel like walking in our mission? I was very surprised to hear that, you know. What? Walking in mission? And I just take it very light. Just take it very light. At the same time, I just, because my uncle came and called me because one of our friend just now, he stand up and like say that it's the first time in this Southside Church, right? Victor Day. He went back to Burma. He heard about me. He's very, when he was there, we were very young and very, how to say, he very close to us. He came back here and he tried to inform my uncle. I have two uncles over here. One is Sukan. I think you might be knowing he is deacon in the Asian Church. Another one is James Thay. So you might be not knowing the hymn, but whatever is it. He came and told them that you better call Kennedy to come back and walk in mission. You know, then my uncle is very close friend to our union president. So he called union president and just get Kennedy and let me talk to him first. You know, and he called me. He talked to me. Why don't you come back and walk with us? He tried to, that time he tried to say, he tried to pray and tell me to come back and walk for him, for God. So I decided to come back and started my walk, my evangelist walk. Thank you. Now I'm gonna try to sing one song. This song called Shepherd of My Heart. Maker of this heart of mine, you know me very well. You understand my deepest part more than I know myself. So when I face the darkness, when I need to find my way, I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart. Keeper of this heart of me, your patience has no end. You love me back into your arms time and time again. So if I start to wander like a lamb that's gone astray, I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart. You're the beacon of my night, you're the sunlight of my day. I can rest within your arms, and I know your loving ways. And let the cold wind blow, and let the storm rage all around. I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart. This life of me, you were I'm living for all my deepest gratitude, you love me even more. So as I walk through valleys, listen for the master call, I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart. You're the beacon of my night, you're the sunlight of my day. I can rest within your arms, and I know your loving ways. So let the cold winds blow, let the storm rage all around. I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart. I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart. I'm trusting you, Shepherd of my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, I praise the Lord. I'm really glad for that. Before, I wasn't this way. I try to play on the stage, and I'm playing bass, right? I'm playing bass and try to run around. I'm sweating. Now I'm thinking that it's nothing. It's nothing. When I'm doing that time, my family was longing for me to come back. My family was really longing for me to come back. And also, God wants me to come back. He's waiting for me for a long time to come back. First calling me, and I didn't accept it. Now my second time, so I have to take it. I have to take it. Yeah, thank you. And you know, like when after that, I came back, I started walking. If you look at the in the prodigal son, he came back to his father's house. Right? If you look at it from chapter 15, verses 18 to 19, you'll see that he get up and he went back to his father. And he said, "Father, please forgive me. I do many things wrong. I do wrong to you." Right? He tried to say to his father, "Please keep me as a servant." Right? So, I'm trying that. I came back, tried to serve to God. I just keep myself as a servant, not as a regular worker. You know? In Isaiah 1 verse 18, you see that though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. One thing, the son came back with, full hearted. You know, try to come back to his father's house and try to walk as a servant. He'll do everything, whatever his father tell him. So he come back, and I do come back. You know. And I was walking in one of the village. I started with the village, right? Working in the village. And then, I'm walking as a not regular worker, so just a volunteer, missionary volunteers, right? My first time in 2002, I started my job. I worked for 3 years as a missionary, volunteers. But God has provided me a way that my uncle tried to support me from here, you know, so that I can survive. Not very good. I just try to survive for food and shelter. And then in 2007, they appointed me as a regular worker. And from 2007 to 2009, within this period, right, by the work of the Holy Spirit, we baptized more than 80 people. Yeah. I'm really thankful to God. Not because of me, okay? Because of God has using me. So, in our place, to do an evangelistic meeting, to heal an evangelistic meeting is very hard. There are many rules and regulations that you have to apply to the authorities. It's very hard to get a permission to heal the evangelistic meeting. I remember one, and when 2008 November, we went for an evangelistic meeting. We're supposed to have 14 days. We're supposed to have 14 days. But then, authority came and stopped us. We cannot carry on. So we just have to stop on Saturday. Just 7 days we finished that, or just halfway, right? Then another halfway to go, but then we have to stop there. But by the grace of God, there are 13 people baptized in that meeting. Yeah, I was really praised for that. But then we try to work for God, but not on our own. But one thing, remember that we have to surrender our whole life. You cannot do with half-hearted. You know, it's hard. So, now I'm doing with full hearted. It's thank this. Now I came to Pacific Health. They gave me the good training. You know, I got, after I go back, I try to develop all the lifestyles of our people. You know, let me tell you something, that in Burma, I think most of you might be knowing that they are very, very poor, you know, very poor. And they have very limited amount of knowledge, in the even in the health or whatever is it, right? Since the cyclone strike, the side effect is many people got diarrhea, malaria, and other some other diseases. Because they can drink any water, they just have to drink any water, any food, they just have to take it, right? Whatever they have to take it. So most of them are children, you know, who are suffering from now. And they are very sad that they cannot go to hospital, because the village people, they don't have much money. Hospital is very expensive. So they just have to take it that way, right? So now if I go back, I try to live up the living standard for God. Thank you. One thing is that I know that I just want to tell you all, the brothers and sisters over here, if you surrender your whole life to God and pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you, you'll be successful in life. But never think that your life will be smooth after doing that, you know. You face with a lot of problems, discouragement. That time you will feel very sad. I work for God, but why I face this problem? You know, sometimes we have to travel with a bicycle, one place to another place. See, we have to cycling for 1.5 hours to reach one church, another church 1.5 hours, like that. Like, we are traveling. Sometimes we are very tired. I said, why God has given me the chance? You know, I'm working for Him, and why He gave me this trouble? You know, I try to blame God. That's a problem. You know, like, God is teaching us step by step. So we have to take it. So my last prayer is, try to surrender our life and let our Holy Spirit guide us and be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.